أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some instructions. Those instructions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi alayhi salam, قُلْ أَلَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا. Say to the people with regards to the Ashabi Kahf that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the greatest of knowledge as to how much, how long the people of the Ashabi Kahf had lived in the Kahf, in the cave, and how much of time they had spent over there, how many they were. All that knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. In this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make tilawat, recite that which has been revealed to you from the kitab of your Lord. And the kitab of your Lord here refers to the Qur'an Kareem. If we are to save ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal, one very, very important lesson this ayah teaches us is that we need to recite the Qur'an Kareem. The word tilawat, in Arabic there's two words to read. One is qara'a, from where the word iqra comes, and secondly is tilawat, from where the word watlu comes, like in this ayat. Qara'a is generally to read. Tilawat means to follow the recitation as shown to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we are going to read the Qur'an Kareem as shown to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in doing so, we will save ourselves from not only the fitna of Dajjal, but we will save ourselves from all the fitnas. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make tilawat. Like Allah ta'ala says, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make tilawat is a very, very clear indication that Allah's Nabi never left the Qur'an. So this command is for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And perhaps this is the difficulty we go through in these days, that not only did we leave the tilawat of the Qur'an, we left understanding the message of the Qur'an Kareem, we left understanding the knowledge of the Qur'an. La mubaddila li kalimati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is absolutely no one that can change the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man can try and try, 1400 and some odd years have passed, people have tried to influence the Qur'an, try to change the meaning of the Qur'an, change the words of the Qur'an. There is absolutely no one that can change the words of the Qur'an. There is no one that can change the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat send this deen down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this Qur'an, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects this kitab both, the words also and the meaning of the Qur'an. وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. And you will not find besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any place of shelter. In other words, if a person does wrong, breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he cannot find refuge in anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find him. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. Allah Ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here ulama have stated that this was the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had thought that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees to the delegation of the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, the wealthy and affluent, that said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will come to your meeting, we will come and sit with you, provided you remove all those poor Muslims who are not by the means from around you. Hazrat Ammar, Hazrat Suhaib, Hazrat Bilal, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum, if you remove these people from your midst, then we will come and sit and listen to you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keeping da'wat in mind, he thought that if these people listen to him, perhaps if they accept Iman and Islam, the leaders of Makkah, then undoubtedly the rest of Makkah will follow, the rest of Arabia will follow. When the thought had entered the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsak, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, restrain yourself, ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum, with those who call their Rabb, bil ghadati wal ashi, morning and evening, yuriduna wajha, seeking the countenance of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many are those ulama that have explained that this ayat here is a very, very important ayat in so far as Surah Kahf is concerned. That some have stated that the whole crux of Surah Kahf is existent in this ayat. That if we want to save ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal, then there are only two forces. The forces of Haqq and the forces of Batil. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the forces of Haqq. Who are they? يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. They are those people who call Allah. In other words, make the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah. Speak about Allah morning and evening. So, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should be joining them. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ, and they are sincere in what they are doing. وَلَا تَعْدُ أَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ, and do not turn your eye away from them. If you turn your eye away from them, then you will be joining the next group. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, O man, do you desire the adornment of this material world? وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, and do not follow those whose hearts are negligent of our dhikr, our remembrance. So the two groups of people, one are those who remember Allah, and the second are those who are ghafil, who are negligent of the remembrance of Allah. Not only are they negligent of the remembrance of Allah, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى, they follow their own desires. They do not follow the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا, and they lie, their affairs are such that they transgress the limitations set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayat also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to remain with those who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.